Appreciate Jordy Nelson joining the show. If you missed that, newsradiokman.com, the on-demand tab for the podcast of it as soon as we are done here. Great story there at the end about Aqib Talib beating him in college and then relying on his combine time to help him out because he had that tape, is streaking right past him. That should have been enough. You know, there was all those stories for a while, circa like 2009, 2010, when Jordy was first really rising to prominence in the NFL about him being white and these defensive backs not trusting that he really was that fast. He should have just shown that tape to everybody. That should be enough right there. Aqib Talib has turned into arguably one of the top five defensive backs in the NFL right now, and Jordy Nelson had no problem getting right by him. All right, Bob Stoops announced today he's retiring from Oklahoma at the age of 56. Pretty shocking move that has definitely sent some shock waves through the college football landscape. Most people that are K-State fans seemingly turn to one of two things, either the, I won't call it a conspiracy, but the far-fetched idea that Bob Stoops would one day come back and be K-State's head coach, which I think we debunked pretty well in the first hour. But the other thing was, well, all right, this opens up the Big 12 for this year. This makes it much more likely that K-State would win the Big 12 championship this upcoming year because most people had obviously viewed Oklahoma as the favorite. The poll question that we have today at the game, KMAN, 75% of you feel that K-State's chances increase significantly today with the news that Bob Stoops had retired. I'm just not sure that I am that far down the road that I could go out and say I think K-State significantly got closer to a Big 12 title today. We can do all we want with parsing Oklahoma's roster, their schedule, going through all that. But to me, that stuff doesn't really – I mean, that's been there and would be there whether it's Lincoln Riley or Bob Stoops at the helm coaching the Sooners. I think there will obviously be a learning curve for Lincoln Riley as the head coach. Being just a 33-year-old head coach is going to be a difficult thing for him to deal with, and there will be an adjustment period. But if you're talking about situations here for a first-year coach and a young first-year coach, this is pretty good. I mean, this has been – this has been a car that's been cruising, just set on cruise control at about 80 miles an hour for years at Oklahoma. Stoops has never been able to crank it up to 100, win the national championship like he did in 2000, but that thing has just been humming right along for a while. You have a defensive coordinator in Mike Stoops that's been there for a long time, knows what's going on. Lincoln Riley's now been there for 3 years. We're just a couple months away from the season. Everything's all set with the roster. There's a lot in place there where Lincoln Riley just has to take the wheel and just don't turn it real far to the left or the right and keep it going.
To an extent, I think you're right there. I would add in, however, that there is a reason that Bob Stoops made $5 million a year. There's a reason that Nick Saban, you know, this year is going to make whatever millions he's going to make, and that's because when push comes to shove and you're going against other really good teams when Oklahoma plays Oklahoma State, when they play K-State, potentially when they play Texas and TCU, for sure when they play Ohio State to open the season, you may end up in some really close games, 2.5 minutes left, and the head coach has got to make a tough decision. And I think that that's where we will see Lincoln Riley have to go through an inevitable learning curve. He is probably going to make a couple of mistakes on play calls or defensive assignments, what have you. And because of that, I mean, that's what separates Bob Stoops from Lincoln Riley. They may both be running the same program, but there is a reason that Bob Stoops is Bob Stoops and he's been as successful as he's been. So there, most of what you're saying is true, but it wouldn't surprise me if there were some frustrations with how Lincoln Riley actually manages things in the game.
I would say that the most likely scenario for this to affect Oklahoma would come in the form of if they're in some close game and Lincoln Riley just is not simply used to having to manage, you know, whether it's the clock, timeouts, something like that, a mistake like that that may cost them big in a game that matters towards the Big 12 title. That's where I could start to buy that argument, and that's why I would agree that this news certainly did not hurt K-State's chances to win the Big 12. But, you know, I'm thinking more big picture here. My worries with Lincoln Riley and can he keep Oklahoma going come down the line. Can he recruit the way that Bob Stoops did? Can he keep things organizationally going for a long period of time? With guys that have already been in place, know Lincoln Riley, know the system, everything's been there. It's a lot like what we've heard about with Sean Snyder running the program here in some ways, that Bill Snyder has just created this ecosystem that runs itself. I feel somewhat the same about what Bob Stoops has there at Oklahoma. So I think the question then becomes, how likely is it that one of those decisions jumps up to bite Oklahoma in the rear end during the season? That's where I think this slim margin is, that it may increase the chances somebody else wins the Big 12. Because I think big picture-wise, structurally, it's going to be fine for a year.
I would agree. For a year, you're going to be fine. Lincoln Riley is an offensive coach, and the main concern with Oklahoma right now is on the defensive side of the ball. So maybe there is something there that will make it more difficult. But as far as how much it helps K-State, the flip side of that coin is that it really just comes down to one key factor. Does K-State beat Oklahoma in Manhattan? Because if they don't do that, it's pretty difficult to see K-State still making it to the Big 12 championship game. You would assume at that point that they probably would not beat Oklahoma State in Stillwater. That's something that K-State hasn't been able to do. You have a couple other really tough games at Texas. You got TCU at home and West Virginia at home. You need to beat Oklahoma in order to get to the Big 12 championship game. And whether or not you beat them here doesn't have a whole lot to do with Lincoln Riley versus Bob Stoops. It's just coming down to one game, not how Oklahoma's entire season is, you know, trajected to go.
But I just don't know that anything other than what happens like within the specific game management context of that game really changes that much based on Bob Stoops not being there. Maybe if you buy into just the mere fact that K-State never beats Bob Stoops at home here in Manhattan. But I don't think that's as much a product of him being the coach in the game as it just is his system. They always bring a really good team in here. And when K-State has been good and been up for the game, Oklahoma's always up for that challenge, seemingly. They view it as a big game. They play it like a big game. So I guess if you want to go historically, that is one way you could look at it. But if we're just being realistic here about what's happening, I'm not sure that it does all that much. And, you know, another question that we're just glossing right over here, we're just gliding completely over the Oklahoma State Cowboys in this discussion if we're talking about Big 12 title chances, because even if you do think this knocks Oklahoma down from the perch as the favorite in the league, well, who's next in line? Most people would tell you that Oklahoma State is actually next in line, so it may just move K-State up a notch or bring them even. The way I would view it really is that I would have said going into it, Oklahoma seems to be a step above Oklahoma State and K-State. Now maybe you just view this as you have three teams in the top tier, and it becomes more quote-unquote wide open.
And there are plenty of experts out there that feel like K-State actually is closer to belonging with Texas and TCU in the next tier down than they are with Oklahoma and Oklahoma State at the top. It just comes down to how much of a believer you really are in Jesse Ertz and him being able to stay healthy, and K-State's linebackers, you know, replacing what they need to replace. So it's not a consensus by any means that K-State is in the top three of the Big 12, but I think that for us looking at it as partisanly as we can, K-State deserves to be in that conversation, and Oklahoma certainly did not get any better as a program today. At the very least, they needed to take a little bit of a step back, and that should open the door a little bit for K-State and OSU.
You would think. You would think. I would say it's fair to look at it as more wide open, but it's not fair to say that K-State just became the Big 12 favorite.
No.
Or Oklahoma State even became the Big 12 favorite. Someone still has to go get Oklahoma, and that car is still going with a governor like set at 80 miles an hour. And as long as Lincoln Riley doesn't come slam on the brakes, I don't think the Sooners are really going anywhere as far as being the Big 12 favorite and still the most likely team from the conference to make the college football playoff.
The Bob Stoops press conference is underway down in Norman. Going to go through those early quotes on Twitter and see if we can get anything good for the next segment.
All right, we'll get you some reaction from Bob Stoops' press conference when we come back. This is The Game.